So, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, end of the month.
Yeah.
All right.
But thanks. I'm sure we'll talk more about that, Brent.
Yep. We will continue that conversation.
Okay. Good morning, everybody, and thank you for letting us have a few minutes for break between the two sessions. We are on Wednesday, January 8th, and it is 11:05. And we're in the public meeting room at the Story County Administration Building. This is the budget work session for FY21 for Veterans Fair. So what I'd first like to do is have everybody for the record state their name and title, and I'll start and we'll go around here. And then I've got a couple things to say before we ask you to make a presentation. Okay?
Okay.
Linda Merkin, Chair of the Board of Supervisors.
Sandra King, Director of External Affairs and County Services.
Laura Solson, Board of Supervisors.
Lucy Martin, Auditor.
Lisa Hedden, Board of Supervisors. Alyssa Wignall, Director of Internal Operations and Human Resources.
Lisa Markley, Assistant Auditor.
Pat Egan, Commissioner for Veterans Affairs.
Brett McLean, Director for Story County Veterans Affairs.
Nick Briseno, Commissioner for Veterans Affairs.
Thanks, everybody. I've got just a couple introductory remarks, and then maybe one of the other supervisors might also, and then we'll ask you to make a presentation. As I think you all know, the board's responsible primarily for funding mandated services. We also fund numerous other important services. The one purpose of the budget session is that we obtain information to help us prioritize the best use of taxpayer funds. And this is your opportunity to explain the value to Story County residents of various items in your request. Specifically, we ask that you address your projected revenues and expenditures and explain any differences in trends that we should know about. You did receive budget direction, as did everybody from our assistant auditor and the board of supervisors, and we expected that all offices and departments in terms of operating would continue to lower expenses and streamline operations, not increasing operating expenses unless justified by current expenditures or known increases. I think you know the board's done a good job. I've heard that they have in recent years of not leaving departments hanging. If you go into a fiscal year and you find out that there's something that was unanticipated, we could not have seen this, and we have a bigger operating expense or something here than we anticipated. I think that when departments have come back to our boards, that we've understood that and helped deal with people, and I believe with that for additional funding if it's ever needed during a fiscal year. And I believe I can speak for this entire board about our desire to continue to do so, because I think that's good faith budgeting both ways. Personnel, I don't think you had any new staff needs there. We asked people if there'd be a clearly demonstrable need, but I don't think you have any. And if we don't get through our request today, and I don't know why we can't, but Assistant Auditor Markley will schedule a callback session for us to review the budget. But I think if we're all efficient in terms of our questions and responses, we can get through the material in the time allotted, minimizing the need, or not have need for a callback. And what we would do is we would like to ask questions rather than wait till the end. As you're presenting, if we have a question, we'll ask a question at that time, if that's all right. Did anybody, any of the other supervisors have anything? I think, Laura, she had something that you said the last time.
Right. I'm going to say this at the beginning of every presentation and discussion. Just to let you know that we met with Lisa Markley, got our preview of what she thinks the fiscal year 21 budget is going to look like and any fund balances, et cetera. And right now we have $3 million more in requests than we do anticipated revenue. Just let me know, okay?
So if you would just like to walk us through, Lisa, did you have anything?
No.
Okay. If you would like to just walk us through the budget pages any differences or anything you think about?
Well, starting with revenue, I don't see any adjustments there on the revenue page.
Okay.
I think we're pretty happy with everything there, and that pretty much lines up. Of course, the one for $10,000 is based on legislation, making an annual appropriation, and that's always done at the end of the session.
Mm-hmm.
We never know how that's going to go. A lot of counties will amend that $10,000 in. We've always put it in our budget, and someday that if we don't get it, we're going to have to amend that out, I believe.
And so, that allocation, per the code, I guess, cannot be used for the general help to the veterans portion of the budget, but only the operating slash personnel, office supplies, the basically the top portion of their budget, which makes no sense, but that's what the rule is.
We can't use it for any living or deceased veterans.
That's right. You can't use it to benefit the veterans directly. You can only use it for
the original. Kind of makes sure you have an infrastructure there to serve veterans, but isn't actually money for their needs. Okay.
Right. So in other words, we could use this money we could use it for staff training, but we can't use it to buy grave markers with, or we can't use it to assist the veteran with rent or utilities.
Okay. So if you look at anything from medical care on page 192. Mm-hmm. That's the portion of their budget that we cannot use the $10,000 toward.
Yeah.
Okay. And originally what happened was some counties didn't have any VA director, didn't have a VA office, didn't have a VA.
So that encouraged them to have a structure, the infrastructure.
We had roughly
someone in place to be able to go out and assist veterans.
Right.
Yeah, we had roughly 8 to 10 counties with no one. And so this has helped them get going. And to be fair with all the counties, so each county gets this, all 99 counties get this, and then the Iowa Department of Veterans Affairs, they get one too. So it's $1 million appropriation.
I have one question.
Yep.
The donations, you've got it 50, but you've already received $145 year to date this year. Am I reading this correctly?
Yep. I can never really predict those as they come in. I think we just have them on there as placeholders with 50.
So what I'll do is I'll reestimate it, obviously, to 145 for now, and leave it at 50 for next year because it depends. And that 5,800 from back in 2017 is deceiving because 5,000 of that was actually for Freedom Flight, so we paid it out.
Okay. That explains it because I saw that and I thought that's awesome.
Yep.
Any other questions on revenue? Okay, go on. Thank you.
All right, I'll just kind of walk down through the rest of our budget here. I wanted to point out some shared items that we have. I guess the first one I'll stop at is vehicles. That was reduced based on we have 2 new cars now. We're not paying for towing charges, repairs, and they're under warranty, and that really dropped down. That's a shared item with community services. Also, the office supplies is a shared item with community services, postage and mailing. Just about anything I can find to share with those folks, I do. Equipment, rent, copier, and those kind of things. However, for the communication services line item, that's basically the cost of one computer, one phone, and one fax line, and that's just in the VA, and that's just in my office, basically. One area I'd like to make an adjustment on, because I went and figured the spring school for Erin and I, and Erin would be here today because she's attending the meeting for me at Camp Dodge. And then looking at the national school that I attend in June, I'd like to ask for 500 more in the re-estimated line item, which would make it 3,100. I don't see that that's going to affect the bottom line, but with moving that one to 3,100, I'd like to also move the FY21. Projected in that line item to 3,100. Just adding 500 on that. We're at 85% right now, spent halfway through the year.
Training, you're saying you want an additional 500 this year.
And what that'll cover is the national school we pay up front is the registration fee, as well as air travel to that one, and then also the spring school for Aaron and I in Des Moines.
Okay, you're saying that's a re-estimated figure
for 2020.
You'll find it within your budget, but you want to up it 500 for 21.
Yeah, I think we should. Otherwise, we'll be right there for next year.
Is there any place else you're a little high that you could just transfer the money? Is there anything else like office supplies?
Well, I think the bottom line, you know, maybe we don't. Maybe we say, well, let's just not mess with it. Maybe the bottom line is going to be healthy.
I was just wondering if the office supplies looked pretty high to me.
And we could do that.
Well, yeah. Are your two licenses, Brett? Those are the new increases in your office supplies, correct?
Yeah.
And how much are those a piece?
Oh, okay.
Those are $450
a piece. So that's why the office supplies jumped
okay.
so much.
Okay.
Yeah, that's for micro pack.
Yeah.
And we'll be renewing that.
So sticking at the office supplies, like, so even though you only show 246, really you're anticipating another $900 just in computer licenses for fiscal year 20 yet, correct?
Are you on office supplies?
I'm on office supplies, mm-hmm. and Alyssa
yeah.
just pointed out mm-hmm. that... you still have to pay for those.
Yeah.
All right. So that brings you up to $1,146.
Yeah. And that'll come out. That should come out in July, at the beginning of the fiscal year.
Oh, so you've already paid them for fiscal year 20?
Correct.
So then, why would we readjust the budget line item for office supplies up to $2,000? We're at your $246, or basically $450. I'll round up to $500, all right, for
yep.
easy figuring. All right, so you're at $500 year to date. You figure double for the rest of the year. That takes you up to $1,000.
Mm-hmm.
Now we know, okay, so plus you said if at the beginning of fiscal year 20, which would have been this last July, did you have to pay for those two licenses?
Yes.
So you should be at least $1,246 for year to date, right? $900 plus $246 is $1,146. If you paid for those two licenses in
yeah.
July of...
I have to look, Brett. I think they
have to look that. It was really close to July. I don't know. I don't know if it was the month before.
Which would have changed.
Well, your expense from 19 to 18 was up $300 and some. So I'm assuming that maybe you paid that at the very end of the year. But I'm not
yeah.
positive of that. I'd have
that's
to look.
That's what my thought. Yeah, I'm thinking that maybe that's what we did.
Okay, but
yeah.
then now you can see at least where I'm tracking out of that. So now we're back to even with the licenses, right? You're looking at your expenditures for office supplies plus the two computer licenses being around $1,300, right?
Correct.
Plus another $250 maybe for miscellaneous office supplies.
Yep.
All right, takes you around to about $1,550. So what would be rough, do you have another license, computer license?
No, but
maybe?
Then we're also, we do one-third of the cost for the shredding service that Community Services has out of there.
Okay.
Thank and you. I believe shared on the copier, too.
Okay. So that's all included in
yep.
there. Thank you. Okay.
Yep, yep.
No, the copier is actually an equipment rent and maintenance.
Okay.
$440.
Yep. So on... Oh yeah, that's where that is.
Okay.
On the equipment.
Because that means you guys all be consistent and pay that same line item.
And that's shared too, yeah.
So you might have a few hundred, is what we're saying here for the office supplies and computer. Now, with you being fully staffed with commissioners again, does that kind of move it up with more copies, more postage, or is everybody pretty much doing electronic?
Pretty much electronic. I do give them a lot of paper at our
okay.
meetings.
All right.
Right. Maybe yeah. too much. But I do do a little bit there.
Just kind of wondering here.
Oh, and thanks for saying that, because back up here where it says non-pay
yes.
for
yes.
the commissioner.
Uh-huh.
What we were doing, we have two outreach programs, one in May or June, one in November, and then they have a fall school that they attend. So we normally give them $50 to attend a training or an outreach program. We were just messing with one of the events. So I just, in that line item, I added $50 for each of them.
Got it.
For one more event. So we're doing 50 for two events and a training.
Thank you.
For each of them.
I did have that circled. Okay. You're welcome.
That
what about the utilities payments? You're budgeting $1,000 next year, even though your reestimate is $750 and your 3-year average is $650.
You know, I can't tell you the last time we paid the utility bill, to be honest with you. I mean, it's just, and we may have an opportunity to talk about this later on our income, our threshold numbers haven't changed for a long time.
So here's how this has been handled, and that is, when we put the budget together, we budgeted a placeholder. I think that most of us would know that if you're going, if something comes up and he has to spend more than he is anticipating, then he would come back and say, this is not going to work. We budgeted as a placeholder. We reestimate at this point in time as based on where we're at the current fiscal year. And then we have lowered those. I mean, over the years, we've lowered them and lowered them and lowered them, tried to base it on use.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, I don't know how the board feels about this board over here feels about it, but I think it's been working this way.
It's been decreased over the years. I mean, I remember utilities was probably up around 3,000
at time, least.
And rent was up around 12,000 and I'd run out of money.
Mm-hmm.
I also had, as Brett references, the threshold is that, if you recall back in, it's been a couple months ago, I asked, sent an email both to Brett and to Carla to ask, since it had been so long since we had changed even the income guidelines, et cetera, to take a look at doing a 2% per year cost of inflation. And so that would raise us about 10% in the payoffs and about 10% in the various income qualifiers. And I'd asked if they would, in fact, let us know how much money we would have paid out. I did tell you guys about this.
Yeah.
Carla's not had time to respond, which is fine. I mean, I just asked effective January 1, but also with everything we've had going on.
Carla and I've been working on some raw data. We had to do a little digging to come up with these numbers, and we hope to present that to the board maybe even this month.
Great. So thank
you. A lot of denial, Brett.
Oh, yeah.
And the goal is not to, the goal is to see at least are we keeping up with inflation and are we being realistic? It's not all of a sudden to turn us into a subsidiary of DHS or something like that.
Right.
But it continued to bother me from the discussions we had earlier this year.
You know, VA is a little unique because we have a state Department of Veterans Affairs that we can draw benefits for our veterans. And, of course, we have the federal VA that we can draw benefits for. And so in the years past, if I was, we were assisting a veteran with, month after month after month with rent and utilities, well, maybe there's something we can apply for under federal benefits. And then when we get those, then now they're not eligible for rent assistance anymore because now they have enough money to pay their own rent and utilities. So we have, we're kind of unique in that way. We have other avenues that we can go down and help these veterans out.
Brett, could we come back up to pay plan staff? So it's the second entry there.
Yep.
And it shows 9.69% increase.
Laura, so when we talked about this the other day, I said that it's going to look odd
because
we're going to base it on what's budgeted, 63.2 versus what the new amount would be next year. So Alyssa and I and Noel put those numbers in.
95 was the
63.2.
95%. The 69.325 is 100% of what would be the salary. So that.
Thank you.
Yep.
Never mind.
Okay. Because I know that was one area I just kind of stayed away from. The other one was funeral services. For the last, I don't know how many years, maybe 10, we've been increasing funeral services by 2% because we have veterans and non-veterans that we assist with community services. We kind of marry those two up, and so so that proposal is with a 2% increase, which will bring us up to $2,033 per assistance.
And this is another one of those line items that I would consider this a placeholder. We will pay what we pay what needs to be paid for this, and if he has to, if we have to amend his budget for it, we have to amend his budget for it. Mm-hmm. That's how I look at it, and how previous situations we've looked at it. So.
And to give you an idea, we've assisted one family with this service so far this fiscal year.
Two, it looks like.
Two?
Well, you spent $39.47 according to what I have in front of me.
Okay.
So that's two,
I
think.
Corrected two.
And maybe one was right at the beginning of the year, and you thought it actually came out of this year's budget or something.
Yep. So that is all I have for it. Any questions or anything that the commission want to add?
I just have a question. On the line item with the medicines, do you have a lot of requests for assistance?
No, placeholder. I enrolled veterans in the VA healthcare system.
Okay.
To get their meds from those folks, sometimes at no cost.
So, okay.
So,
gotcha. Thank you.
So my question is back to Lisa as a follow-up on when I looked at the 9.69% on the salaries here. But when we go down then to the total increase, if you will, taking a look at it, here it shows that the increase is 5.12%. Does that include your oddball number up there?
It includes salaries, salary-related, anything that's related. It's the whole budget.
It includes the whole line.
The whole budget.
There. All right. Yeah. Okay. No, I don't have any further questions. So that actually, you take that percentage out and how much of the money total of your budget is, you've done a very good job.
All right. Thank you.
Hold on.
Any other questions? I guess my only question is, what was the determination on the 500? And I'm not sure if we need
to. Oh, I put that in as increased. I increased the new year, new budget by 500.
Overall? Mm-hmm. Okay. I just want a clarification.
Yeah, I think we went through the supplies and the licenses and all of that. That seemed justified.
I'm assuming that. The 500 from the current years will be picked up from somewhere else, but
sure. No, I just want to clarify.
But I am putting 500 more in next year's, if that's okay.
Right. Yep, I'm fine with that.
Okay. All right.
Yeah, the licenses and the supplies, and understanding that on the back here, a lot of these are placeholders.
Right.
And we're going to pay what we're going to pay.
Right.
That makes sense to me. Laura, are you okay?
I'm good. Yeah.
Okay, anything else you'd like to tell us?
Maybe.
Thank you for your support. I'm glad those who made it to the supermarket did see what we actually do.
Did you like that place to work?
Yeah,
that
this is the second year we've been there.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
It works out well. And it's handier for people of my age and older to get in and out, but they don't have to move, so they have to go up and down the steps.
Sure.
And the parking is nicer, but it's a nice facility.
Well, I just wanted to look like you had a nicer, you'd have a nice flow as well.
Do you think it's harder for veterans from the eastern part of the county to get over, or?
There isn't as many from the eastern part of the county to go over there, because, and then they don't go over in that area, so they really don't know where it's at. You know, using GPS isn't the first thing they do. But there's a few come over.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Well, just that little history, we used to move this around.
That's what I wanted.
And we went from getting 7 people, 5 people. Oh, I picked, you know, one year I picked the opening day of pheasant season. I didn't. So we've had it on Saturdays and Fridays, and then one time we hit the moose and 151 veterans showed up. So I thought, we got the right time, right around Veterans Day. So we usually do Friday after Veterans Day.
Mm-hmm.
This year it'll be Friday the 13th. And we'll probably have it, but that's all based on availability of the Plex now. But yeah, we just kind of outgrew the Moose, and so we needed a little bit bigger.
Good news.
Area. Parking's great. Wheelchair accessible.
And how many did you have to plus?
This year?
Yeah.
Yeah. 100, would you say that, Amy,
like,
around?
Like 130 veterans.
Yeah.
Plus their spouses.
Plus spouses or caregivers. Mm-hmm.
That's good.
Yeah. Yeah.
I think ever since they had the Freedom Flights, the amount of veterans that come back in has picked up pretty heavily. Yeah,
mm-hmm.
I think they realize they are appreciated.
That's great.
Yep.
Any other questions, comments, Doc?
No.
You have a very active commission. I want to thank you folks for all the good work that you're doing.
Yeah. Thank you for all your support. Like you said earlier, the boards of supervisors have always come together for veterans and always supported us in all of our programs. And it's always nice to see you at our events, too.
Yeah.